Today, a former police captain learns his sentence. Masks are now required in Montague. A former Springfield youth boxing coach may learn his sentence today. Halloween rules for Springfield. And in Ludlow, she was dancing in a hazmat suit in traffic. And away we go.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Welcome to our penultimate program of the week. A fancy schmancy way of saying it's Thursday, September 30th, 2021, last day of the month of September. And you may have noticed that right in line with that, the weather has turned to crisp. In fact, today, sunshine and clouds with a high between 58 and 62 degrees. Mostly sunny. High 62 to 66 for Friday. And flu shot time, my friends, unless this becomes a new controversy. Yeah, Stop and Shop is now a location in Western Mass to get stuck, as they say. Stop and Shop is ready to take care of its communities across Western Mass this flu season. This comes from Katie Thornell, who's the director of pharmacy at Stop and Shop. She says we are well stocked and offer same-day immunizations without appointments. While prices associated with vaccinations are dependent upon customers' insurance plans, most flu shots end up being low or no cost. Stop and Shop aims to make it easy for everyone to get the care that they need this fall. Customers can make an appointment to get a flu shot on Stop and Shop's website. Is the Mass Lottery a profitable enterprise for the state? Well, I would say so. The Mass Lottery has produced more than $1.1 billion in net profit in the fiscal year 2021. That's the highest in the lottery's 50-year history. Now, each year, the state lottery returns net profits to the state for the distribution of essential unrestricted local aid. Massachusetts communities can choose how they'd like to use the funding, whether it's for public safety staffing, local road improvements, or even senior programming. Mask up in Montague. Masks now required, effective immediately inside town buildings and in public indoor spaces, regardless of vaccination status. And this begins Monday, October 4, so that's coming our way, of course. Indoor spaces are defined as all places in the town of Montague, such as supermarkets, restaurants, and shops. The health department is working on developing the final guidance and will be released before October 4th. Sentences handed down yesterday afternoon. Former West Springfield police captain, 54-year-old Daniel Spaulding of West Springfield, for using his official position for unwarranted privileges, Spaulding was found guilty of taking more than $17,000 from the West Springfield Police Department's evidence room and using it for financial and personal purposes, including paying his mortgage. Judge Callan sentenced Spaulding to 1 year probation and waived the fees associated to probation because he has teenage children. Callan wants to see the money used toward getting the teens ready to be adults. Robert Hersey, the former Springfield youth boxing coach, who had been found guilty of sexually assaulting two teen boys, the charges including two counts of rape, assault with intent to rape, open and gross lewdness, and two counts of disseminating obscene material to a minor in connection with incidents involving juveniles. His sentence is expected to be understood and known today. The Ludlow police do on occasion have their hands full. Now, on Tuesday, the department received a call for a female who was dancing and creating a traffic hazard in the middle of the roadway near the intersection of Holyoke Street and Kendall Street. When the police officer arrived in the area, he located a Toyota Prius parked on the corner of Holyoke Street and Kendall Street, which was obstructing the westbound lane of Holyoke Street. Near the vehicle, the officer found a woman standing in the roadway wearing a hazmat biohazard suit and a full-face gas mask. Almost immediately, she entered her vehicle and drove away as police began a low-speed pursuit of the suspect's vehicle. She eventually was escorted out of the vehicle without further incident, charged with the following crimes: disturbing the peace, failure to stop for police, negligent operation of a motor vehicle, and disorderly conduct. And we have the first words about Halloween in COVID year two for Springfield. Mayor Dominic Sarno announced today families can celebrate Halloween and trick-or-treating safely by following these strongly recommended health and safety recommendations and guidance. The city strongly encourages everyone to keep wearing their masks and face coverings. A costume mask is not a substitute. Avoid confined spaces, large gatherings, and maintain social distancing. Wash or sanitize your hands often. Parents, please supervise your children using hand sanitizer. Wash your hands when you get home with soap and water before you eat any treats. Clean frequently touched items regularly. For houses participating in handing out candy, do not allow trick-or-treaters to grab treats from the bowl or the bag. You should be handing out treats and putting them into their bags or buckets. If possible, have individually bagged treats to give out to kids. If possible, hand out and give treats outdoors and not by your door. This will help reduce gatherings in confined spaces, doorways, porches, steps, etc. If you are sick or you've been in contact with someone who is sick with COVID-19 or has symptoms of COVID-19, stay home and away from others. In addition, the City of Springfield encourages groups and organizations to hold COVID-19 safe events, such as Halloween drive-by, drive-through, drive-in, and/or car parade events. The I-91 on-ramp and off-ramp to Route 5 in Northampton and a portion of Route 5 is going to be closed overnight hours into Friday morning. Crews will be working on line striping and barrier installation operations on a section of Route 5, Mount Tom Road, of course. This is under the I-91 overpass in Northampton. The following locations will be closed, and this is Thursday from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. the following morning. The I-91 northbound on-ramp will be closed to Route 5 southbound, traffic coming from Northampton. The I-91 southbound on-ramp will be closed to Route 5 northbound traffic coming from Holyoke. Traffic coming northbound on Route 5 from Holyoke will be able to access 91 north. Traffic coming from 91 south will be able to access Route 5 northbound. Detour signs, police details, and messaging will be in place, and drivers traveling through these areas should expect delays, reduce speed, and use caution. Scheduled work is weather-dependent and subject to change without notice. I want to thank you for spending some time with us today. Jesse Lederman is running for council again, and I hope to have him on tomorrow's program, Friday morning's program. We'll learn a little bit more about Jesse's campaign and where he's at in this bid. So be with us for that program. It'll be up online at 6 a.m. and available online until whenever. You can listen to it on demand at your convenience. That's the way we do things at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
Proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2021.
All rights reserved.